We're in Siman Kuf Samach. We are up to Sif Zayin. We'll be doing Zayin through Yud. Chamei Tveria. The water of the spring, the hot springs of Tveria, Yochol La'atpil Behemes Yadayim, they are kosher for Tfilas Yadayim. It is a mayon of a little mehem bechlilo. It is possible for Netilas Yadayim because they are not drinkable. V'im himshich osam ba'oretz derech haritz chutz l'mkomam. What happens if you made an indentation in the ground and through that you pull them somewhere else? V'hivsikon mehamayon hanoveya, and they were then disconnected from the source, so they are no longer a mayon. Im yesh bem shir mikva matpilo mem hayadayim, v'mein bem shir mikva lo. If they have mem so, if they have 40 so, which is a kosher mikva, you can use it for netila, and if not, not. What happens if it still is connected? Rashi and the Rajba nevertheless hold that you cannot be matbul your hands. Rabbi Yona holds that you can be matbul your hands. What exactly is the shaila here? In fact, there's really a question. And that is, we had the Ravid Shita before that you don't need 40 saw. Why over here is it different? So they say that here it's a gzera that ought to, if it went into a keli. That if it's coming out of a charitz and someone is using that for tefillas yadayim and it's far away from the mayon, from the source. You can't obviously see where it's coming from. We are gozer that a person is then going to allow it in a keli and hold that this is kosher when really it's not kosher. Sifches, tam pisul chamei tveril inatila mipnei shehem morin. The reason why you're not allowed to use chamei tveril for netilas yadayim, only for tefilas yadayim, because they're bitter. Ve'enem ruuyim lishtias akelav. A dog wouldn't drink them. But what happens if you will be able to locate some kind of hot springs where the water is drinkable? The fact that it's hot is not going to ruin it. Now, of course, those who do aser any yatzaleh this water, not like the mechaber, the same thing would apply with chamei tveri. In fact, they're even worse. Because water that was heated up at least had the shem mayim. It was kosher when it started out. In chamei tveri, it started off as being hot, and it never had the shem mayim. Nevertheless, the halacha is that we don't worry about the heat, because the machaber holds that in neither case would yatzaledes pasal it. Siftes. Mayim meluchim, osruchim, omorim. If you're talking about water that is very salty, or the water is spoilt, or it's bitter. Shein akelav yochal lishtus mehem psulim lenetilas yadayim. They are possible for netilas yadayim. Af al pishek sheirim lemein mikva letvila. Even though they're kosher for tvila. V'im heimach churim machmas titshem u'rav behem. What happens if they're filthy because of you have dirt, you have mud that's mixed in with them? Im akelav yochal lishtos mem ksherim bein l'netil sudayim bein l'mikva, v'meini yochal lishtos mem psulim lishneim. So that's the rule. The rule is that if it's roy lishtias kelev, it is kosher. If it's not roy lishtias kelev, it is pasul. That's if there's a shinri mara. Whereas water where there is no shinui mare, it's just that the water is very bitter, there the halach is for netila, if a dog wouldn't drink it, it is pasul. For a mikvah, even though a dog wouldn't drink it, it is nevertheless kosher. Sif yud, notlim liyadayim b'chol dover shetchiloso min amayim. You are allowed to use anything that grows in the water for netila. Kagon, yavchushim pirish toloim adumim, these red worms that grow in the water. O shuman dag, fish oil. You're allowed to wash netilas yadayim in fish oil, even though it's not water, since tchilas bir yosom and ayam, it is considered water. The nira dafki im riskon de loodif misheleg. These yafchushim adumim, you would have to go and mash down, because it's no better than snow, where snow for a mikveh has to be liquefied. Even though for netilas yadayim we're makel, But we would not be makel with yafchushim adumim so long as they're just worms. You can't just stick your hand into a box of worms and consider that until it's yadayim.